KSXARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6SARC, and welcome to News West for the 23rd of June, 2024. Now on the show.
Hello from Dennis, VK6AKR for the WAVHF Group Incorporated. June 2024 has been a bit unusual in that our normal activity days have been replaced by two garage sales at the QTH of one of our founders, Wally House, VK6KZ, Silent Key. Consistent with a life involved in amateur radio and blessed with an inquiring mind on many subjects, Wally's man cave was exceptional. His family is indebted to those of you who were able to attend the sales and respectfully rehome some of the collection. The modular microwave gear will be given some airtime by club members. Who knows, this might put some more push behind microwave activity in the AR community here in VK6. Early this month, Tuesday the 4th specifically, Robert, VK6WHO and I made ready to present our tribute to another Wally, Wally Coxon, VK6AG, and the radio station that he helped engineer, 6WF. We had planned to cover VHF through link repeaters and HF. However, as I think you know from previous reports, the HF side did not eventuate. In the intervening time, we discovered a degraded feeder connection to the log periodic antenna. That repaired and tested, the TS2000 now is a much refreshed beast. RTTY activity has now begun again thanks to Dave VK6KV. This is on 2 metres and may be sporadic on Tuesday, Wednesday and or Thursday nights, depending on Dave's and others' availability. Upcoming sessions will be advertised on the club list and importantly on WA Hams as well. Apologies to the ones who, as members of both lists, receive duplicates. At least a few of us will be able to get some RTTY activity in the logs for the winter UHF-VHF field day being conducted right now. Please get on air following the news and get VK6 punching above our weight. Finally, as noted on WA Hams, the club is interested in noise cancellation for HF, and while these devices are no magic bullets, users do report success. I have sought interest in a group buy for kits produced by Terry VK5TM, and so far response has been sufficient to acquire a discounted price. Please email me or look in your WA Hams emails for references to noise cancellation and consider if you too would like to be a part of this group purchase. The order goes into Terry on Wednesday the 26th. Until next time, this is Dennis, VK6AKR for the WA VHF Group.
News West and its home, VK6.net, are managed by WA Amateur Radio News, which is an amateur radio club formed for the purpose. News West, well, you're listening to it, or perhaps watching it on YouTube. So I'm preaching to the choir here. However, how about telling your amateur radio colleagues about News West? We carry club news as well as commentary on what's happening in amateur radio in Western Australia and the rest of the country. The VK6.net website is where you download News West from, and the website also has other information that's useful to WA amateurs, such as the club calendar where your events can be recorded and on show for everyone. It helps prevent us all from overlapping events. VK6.net is where you go to find out about Perth Tech. If you didn't already know about Perth Tech, you do now. And tell your amateur radio friends about Perth Tech. Perth Tech is a day of technical and general discussions and presentations. If nothing at Perth Tech interests you, then perhaps you're not interested in much. So set the date aside. It's Saturday the 21st of September. Now here's something you should know. The Perth Tech venue has space to park caravans and campers, and there's power available for your van. So even if you're from the metropolitan area, bringing your caravan for Friday and Saturday nights makes a lot of sense. You can enjoy the sundown or on Saturday without fear of Mr. Plod asking you to blow the whistle. And of course, there's the social aspect to enjoy. So keep your eye on the VK6.net website for updates. And of course, listen to News West. Now, this bit isn't about News West, WA Amateur Radio News or Perth Tech, but it saves me recording a third item for the news. And this is about the noise being made about the lack of a validation documents for amateurs instead of the letter to Dear Dad that we received. RASA wrote to the ACMA and received this response, which I've paraphrased here mainly because I can't be bothered digging out the original email. And it goes along these lines. We are not aware of any issues with Australian amateurs gaining reciprocal rights in other countries since the introduction of the class licence. There was one instance brought to our attention and we resolved it with the foreign regulator. So that's it in a nutshell. There are, however, a couple of petitions going around, one to the Federal Parliament and another I've seen on change.org. I don't know if the petitions will sway the regulator, however, it will certainly give them a good idea of what the sector thinks. By all means, sign one or all of the petitions. I'm not advocating either way. Make up your own mind. I'm Bob VK6POP.
Time is passing quickly, and as the sun doesn't stop rising and setting, it's time to dust off your calendars. Grab a permanent marker and write it in. The NCRG Ham Fest is on again come August 25th, 2024. You won't be surprised to find the event at the Cyril Jackson Rec Centre at the end of Fisher Street in Bassendean. What else do we love about Ham Fest? The raffle. This year the raffle will have four prizes. An Andrews Communication voucher worth $2,000. A Yaesu FTM 300, $699. A Yaesu FT70DR worth $299. And if Yaesu isn't your brand, there's a $100 voucher from Horizon Antennas. Tickets are $5 per entry, available for sale across New South Wales, the NT, Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania, Victoria, and of course, Western Australia. You'll have to wait another month or two for the raffle start date of the 25th of June, with the raffle ending at 12 noon on the 25th of August at the NCRG Hamfest. Start saving, with full details appearing on the NCRG website before the raffle starts. I'm Glyn, Victor Kilo 6, Papa Alpha Whiskey, for the Northern Corridor Radio Group. 7-3.
Hello from WAG, VK6 Radio, Radio Golf. The July meeting of WAG will be on the first Monday of July, and that is the first day of July. The meeting is intended to be held at the First Midland Scout Hall. That's number 10 Helen Street in Bellevue. Doors open at 7 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. We're going to see if a normal meeting still pulls an increased number of members to the meeting. So WAGA having one more test meeting at the First Midland venue before deciding whether to return to 1PP or stay at First Midland, or any other decision that you, the WAG members, would like to make. Come along if you can. Doors open at 7 for a 7:30 p.m. start. The WAG website can be found at www.warg.org.au. Are you not a member yet? Consider joining. Only $25 a year. Come along and catch up. Have a coffee, have a bicky. Learn about repeaters. Hope to see you there Monday, the 1st of July. 7 for a 7:30 p.m. start. First Midland Scout Hall, number 10, Helen Street, Bellevue. This is Mark, VK6 X-Ray Lima Zulu, for VK6 RRG, and you are listening to News West.
Hi, just a little note about VK6 RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net, having it run every Sunday morning on VK6 RLM, that's 146.750, or Channel 3 in the old money, and it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6 ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
RASA, the Radio Amateur Society of Australia, is working on behalf of all amateurs in Australia for the benefit of all amateurs in Australia. Have you seen the RASA website? Have a look. Don't worry about the site presentation, which is not bad, but it's fair to middling in appearance. But look at the content. The website is chock-a-block with useful information and free resources for those entering the hobby and beyond. The star performer recently, of course, is the Foundation Level Study Guide, a complete, up-to-date, electronic, multimedia publication that will equip Foundation candidates to pass the exam. The PDF version has been downloaded nearly 400 times, and RASA is receiving congratulations from international sources as well as from around Australia. Coupled with the study guide, RASA offers the Amateur Radio Technical Support site, which is an online help desk system. There's QRM Guru, a knowledge-based site that walks you through the process of detecting and eliminating QRM sources. And we also have VK Regs, a website explaining the amateur radio regulations in Australia. RASA is pursuing the issues of access to 5 MHz and 1 kilowatt power for advanced level operators. RASA can achieve all of these things because we have a small but industrious group of people committed to their tasks. Our budget is small and we hold no assets. RASA employs modern, efficient management principles and utilises collaborative teamwork to achieve its goals. The RASA website is vkradioamateurs.org. vkradioamateurs.org. No spaces there. And I'm Bob, VK6POP, and I'm the Vice President of RASA.
Here's a little segment I might just call Weissen News. 5 people came up on 146.750 for around 2030 last Wednesday, and contacts were made with VK6WIE, with Bob, VK6KW, on the mic, of course. Weissen meetings are held on the second Monday of the month from 7 p.m. And Bob has informed me that the annual or special general meeting for the 2024-25 period will be held on the 8th of July, starting at 7 p.m. at the First Midland Scout Hall, number 10 Helen Street in Bellevue. If you are interested in Weissen, please get in contact with Bob Blockley, VK6KW. His contact details are email rlockley@bigpond.net.au. I'll repeat that at the end. Also, his number is 0407-442-650. And I'll let you go and get pen and paper. I'll repeat those details in a minute. The Weissen WA Nets are held every Wednesday night, first on 80 metres from 20 hours local, that's 8 p.m, and then at 20:30 hours on 2 metres FM. The 8 p.m. net is on 3.599 plus or minus QRM, 3.599 plus or minus QRM, and the 2 metre FM net is on VK6RLM repeater, 146.750 at 8:30 p.m. That's every Wednesday night. Bob's phone and email again. His email address, rlockley, that's Romeo, Lima, Oscar, Charlie, Kilo, Lima, Echo, Yankee, @ bigpond.net.au. Romeo, Lima, Oscar, Charlie, Kilo, Lima, Echo, Yankee, @ bigpond.net.au. And his mobile number, that one more time that you might need, 0407-442-650. I'll throw it in again. 0407-442-650. QSL. Well, that's it for Weissen WA News this week. More to come.
If you happen to listen to the right part of the 80 metre band on a Tuesday evening, you might hear something that sounds like this. The CQQRS net has been running every single Tuesday for the last 2 years and has been unbelievably popular. There are usually half a dozen, and a couple of times up to 18 stations, popping in and out, when they can, over the 4 or 5 hours. The aim is to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment, where slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then, over time, getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers, who enjoy helping others to have a go or just to enjoy the banter. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed, we'd love to have you join in. The net starts at 0900 Zulu every Tuesday on 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kilohertz, and there's stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQ QRS call. For more information and to receive our weekly CQ QRS Rag Chew newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via my email address on qrz.com, or you can email me direct, mark.bosma@icloud.com. That is mark.bosma@icloud.com. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So once again, Tuesdays from 0900 Zulu until late, between 3540 kHz and 3570 kHz. Cheers from Mark, VK2KI and VK6QI.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. The recent incident at the ARRL, in which it disclosed that it was the victim of a sophisticated network attack by a malicious international cyber group, brings into focus some serious questions around our community in relation to identity and privacy. Let's start with your call sign. Right now, in Australia, you can use the official register to look for VK6FLAB. When you do, you'll discover that it's assigned to Foundation. That's it. No mention of who holds it, where it's registered, or how to contact the holder. None of that. In the case of my call sign, because I haven't surrendered my apparently now legally useless license, you can still search the previous system, the Register of Radio Communications Licenses, and discover that it's held by me. But as soon as it expires, that record will vanish, and the relationship between me and my call sign will be lost to the public. Also, there are no dates associated with any of this. You cannot use the current or previous system to discover if I held my call sign in November 2010 or not. In case you're wondering, no, I didn't. I was licensed a month later. Right now, if you look for Victor Kilo 6 Echo Echo November on QRZ.com, you'll see that it's linked to Charlie Tango 1 Echo Echo November. But when was that information last updated? I know for a fact that I became the holder in November 2020. It appears that Sam, Charlie Tango 1, Echo Echo November, used it around the turn of the century, about 24 years ago. But precisely when and for how long is unclear. So, from a public disclosure perspective, the links between me and my call signs are tenuous at best. Before I continue, I will point out that this is not unusual. For example, you can see the number plate on my car as I drive down the street, but most people don't have the ability to link it to me. Similarly, Ofcom in the United Kingdom released a list of allocated amateur call signs after a Freedom of Information request. It's unclear if this information is updated or if it requires a new request each time. Like Australia, the dataset contains the call sign, the type of license, and when the record was last updated. Nothing else. In contrast, the United States has a full license search that returns name, address, issue, and expiry dates. Japan offers both a search tool and downloads. Interestingly, you can see if a call sign was previously licensed and when, but not by whom. No doubt, each country has their own interpretation in relation to how this is handled, and as was the case in Australia, this is ever-changing. This leaves us with an interesting phenomenon. We use call signs on air to identify ourselves, but the relationship between the call sign and our identity, let alone when, is not guaranteed for a significant proportion of the amateur community. So, how does this relate to the ARRL incident? Radio amateurs like to make contacts with each other and collect those contacts like you might collect stickers or postage stamps. For decades, we've used QSL cards, essentially a postcard sent from one amateur to another, to confirm a contact. When you collect enough cards, you can apply for an award, like the DXCC, showing that you made contact with 100 different so-called DX entities. In the era of computing, some organizations, like the ARRL, came up with the idea of using the internet to exchange these contacts instead of using a postcard. This reduced delays and was presented as a system to make the process more secure by requiring that people electronically sign their contacts, but could only do so after identifying themselves using traditional means, like providing copies of their license, their passport, etc. The ARRL called it Logbook of the World, or LOTW, and it was adopted by the amateur community around the globe. While the ARRL continues to state that it only holds public information on its member database, it has made no such assurances about the LOTW system. There is personal and private information that the ARRL has, and there is no indication at all what happened to it. Other systems, such as QRZ, EQSL, Clublog, and Hamlog, offer similar systems with various levels of authentication and verification. A new player, HQSL, is confusing the issue by offering cryptographically signed QSL cards, boasting that their system is decentralized and not restricted to any single service, but immediately requires that you sign up with Hamlog to get going. So, we have several organizations offering electronic logging, contact confirmation, and security, which claim to guarantee that this call sign contacted that call sign at a time and date on a band using a mode. One problem. None of this is real. For starters, there is no guarantee that the station operating Victor Kilo 6 Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo was me. There is also no record guaranteeing that I'm the holder of Victor Kilo 6 Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo, or any proof that I am who I say I am. There is also no guarantee that the person confirming a contact between Victor Kilo 6 Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo and you is me. So, we're creating a phantom secure system that's attempting to fix the wrong problem. In golf, when you start playing for rankings, rather than a round at the 19th hole, the process used to verify your score is dependent on peer review. You cannot mark your own scorecard. Someone else does. In amateur radio, we've built this electronic house of cards to track whom we've talked to and when, but it's a mirage when looked at closely. While a DXCC award is worth nothing more than a personal achievement, we cannot go on pretending that identity verification services like LOTW are real, nor can we continue to accept that organizations like the ARRL should demand and store valuable identity information. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6 ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
You may notice that News West has been light on for content lately, and I've been playing a lot of repeat stories, but you can help us to change that by sending your stories or contributions through to newswest@vk6.net.
Good morning, fellow amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is Roy with this week's helpline for the 23rd of June 2024. This week's lineup include Wanted from Mac, VK6MM. He's looking for a Yaesu microphone type Yankee Mic 40 or compatible, or a 600 ohm insert to repair same. If you can help Mac with that Yaesu microphone Yankee Mic 40 or replacement part, the YM36 might do, or a 600 ohm insert, Rocking Amateur receiver, would probably do the job. Contact Mac 0417 977 765. 0417 977 765. The email address is vk6mike@iinet.net.au. Next item comes from Clinton, our news presenter man, VK6 Fox Charlie Romeo Charlie. He's got a Mahler HIT DSP STR with waterfall display for sale. I don't know what a Mahler HIT DSP STR is, but it's $180 if you want one, and you can contact Clinton for that. He's helping out Widow clear the shack. There's also a Lexan, I don't know if that's spelt correctly, Lima Echo India X-Ray Echo November VV898 Sierra Amateur Transceiver. Unsure of the price at this stage, but there's heaps more other items there as well, amateur and CB, and postage will be extra if you want it posted. But you can contact Clinton, VK6 Fox Charlie Romeo Charlie, and he will give you the information as you require it. Clinton's email address is vk6foxcharlieromeocharlie@gmail.com. I'll say again, vk6foxtrotcharlieromeocharlie@gmail.com. Now I have one taken from VK6 Kilo Bravo, Northern Corridor Radio Group. He has an IC718. It's an ICOM IC718 to sell from the estate of a ham who can no longer hear, and a best offer at $425 for that. That's an ICOM IC718, comes with a microphone and power lead, superb radio for a new ham. Interested, please contact Keith. His email address is K-E-I-T-H, spelling Keith, at vk6eme.com. I'll say again, Kilo Echo India Tango Hotel at vk6echomikeecho.com. Next ones are repeats from last week. We have a wanted from Kai. An ICOM 7000 is required. A Zigu X-ray 6100 or equivalent HF 6-meter transceiver with tuner. Zigu, I think it is. X-ray India Echo Golf Uniform X-ray 6100 or equivalent HF 6-meter radio with tuner. Contact Kai. His email address is Victor Kilo 6 Kilo Sierra Juliet at westnet.com.au. Well, that's a lot for this morning, and thank you once again for listening. If you have any items for next week, please contact me. The email address is vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. And that's all for me for this week. 73 VK6xrayvictor. Cheers.
Hi there. It's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.